Welcome to part two of this two-part series focusing on the School of the Americas, foreign policy relations in Latin America, and issues of social justice. Many other issues come up every day about social justice in Latin America. Many times it is not so easy to see the United States' ties to human rights violations. Under the Pinochet military dictatorship in Chile years ago, the CIA trained the secret police, which is responsible for the deaths and disappearances of tens of thousands of Chileans. When Nicaraguan civilians were forced to take up arms against the tyrannic Somoza family, they were dubbed Marxist guerrillas. Under the Reagan administration, it is the freedom fighters and the Contra Wars. Again, the use of language aimed at creating a false impression of reality in the public mind. When Congress became aware of the nature of this operation, they forbade funding for this terrible cause. The Reagan administration then turned it into an illegitimate underground network, which resulted in the Iran-Contra scandal of the mid-1980s. Unfortunately, these cases are common in the recent history of a handful of Latin American countries. It is cases such as these which we must strive to educate ourselves on, so that environments for social injustice cannot be created anywhere. Some more recent cases are the rise of the Zapatistas in Mexico, who once again are on the verge of being displaced or assassinated by the federal government and paramilitaries over a land dispute. Also in Colombia, plans to retake the land that was appropriated to peasants and farmers a number of years ago has helped to rekindle the ongoing civil war between these guerrillas, who are now being marked as terrorists. Again, the use of language shaping our sense of reality and also attempting to justify the war against them. The war has long been perpetuated by the Colombian military and paramilitaries being backed by the United States with supplies, helicopters, training, and now a share of intelligence, which puts these